This is WLRN News. I'm Danny Rivero. The Miami-Dade Police Department has formed a new team of officers to prevent people with serious mental health issues from reaching a point of crisis. The team was created in response to the Marjory Stoneman Douglas shooting in February. I recently sat down to talk with Lieutenant Patrick Calvo. He's the head of the new team. What is the threat management section, and can you tell me a little bit about what it hopes to do?
Sure. The threat management section is a unit out of the Miami-Dade Police Department Special Victims Bureau, and we have three missions. The first one is interacting with individuals who have been identified as high utilizers, which are individuals that frequently call, utilize the 911 system, and interact with uniform officers. Our second mission is to interact with individuals that have had a risk protection order, an RPO, effectuated against them. It's an order issued by a judge, and it gives law enforcement the right to remove firearms, ammunition, and a concealed weapons permit if you are in possession of one. And once a final risk protection order is issued, it's in effect for 1 year.
As of this Monday, the new police unit has issued 20 of those orders, which last for a year, and 29, which last for 2 weeks.
The third component is threat assessment and support services. So if there is an individual that uniform officers have identified through a suspicious incident or just something, a unique incident that happened, uniform officers are now going to have the capability to send our section a report, and we're going to be able to review it. And if it meets our criteria, we're going to be able to go out and introduce ourselves and interact with that individual.
So this unit is launching at a time when the Parkland tragedy is still fresh in a lot of people's minds here in South Florida. Did that shooting play any role in the creation of this unit?
Actually, probably about 5 to 6 months prior to February 14th, 2018, the department entered into a collaboration with the 11th Judicial Circuit, along with South Florida Behavioral Health Networks, Inc., and Miami-Dade County Corrections and Rehabilitation. And the collaboration was to develop a data sharing agreement amongst those parties in terms of disseminating information of individuals that have serious mental illness. So this was already in play prior to that tragic day.
What are some of the things that can put someone on the radar for this unit? Is there past Baker Acts? Is there a hotline, especially for someone who might be, their neighbor might consider them a threat or something of that sort?
We do have different referral sources. The main one that we're utilizing right now is the internal one, where if an individual is Baker Acted 5 times or more within the last 3 years, we've done our research and we've identified those individuals. And we've identified about approximately 150 of them. And it's amazing stories because every individual is different. For example, we have one young lady, and the only reason why she calls 911 is once a month because she's run out of her medication and she needs to go back to see the doctor. So here we have an individual that wants to remain stable, and in order to prevent her from decompensating, she calls the only people that'll transport her, which is the police department, will Baker Act her, she'll get her meds, and then she'll be good for another month. So what we're trying to do is we've introduced her now to, we're trying to obtain a bus ticket, and she can get her medication that way.
So on a certain level, the success of a program like this is measured in things that don't happen instead of things that really do happen. So considering that, how will you be tracking the work that you're doing here and determining in a year or two whether it's successful or not?
So when we're talking about the high utilizers, our goal is to prevent calls for service, you know, with individuals suffering from a serious mental illness, because that's where the proactive response comes in. The other measures are very challenging. I mean, you know, obviously this section was developed in part because of the tragedy that took place in Parkland, and you know, a lot of times you don't get credit, and there's really no way to measure the success of preventing a tragedy like that from happening. The department doesn't want to violate the rights of individuals. So when we go out to take firearms, it's somebody that we truly feel could pose a true threat to public safety.
That was Miami-Dade Police Department's Lieutenant Patrick Calvo talking about a new police unit called the Threat Management Section. You can read more about it at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Danny Rivero.